time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got Creekview Principal Keith Palmer with me. School district update, and you know what? You're the last one of the year.
Oh, boy.
next week, we talk to Superintendent Salas, and then we're done until, you know, August.
That must mean it's nearing the end.
It's getting close, and we're going to talk about, testing's wrapping up. We've got, of course, field trips, and then you guys are going to be able to offer that summer program again this year. So we're going to dive all into it with Principal Palmer from Creekview Elementary. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do just that. Let's dive in. How have things gone this year at Creekview?
You know, it's really been good to get back to them. I mean, it's a new normal, but it's more normal than it's really been since I've been there, and you know, the excitement's in the air, and it just feels like the testing's going really well because class was pretty much normal. We weren't in masks, and we weren't able to not, we weren't getting things shut down from things we weren't allowed to do, and it's been really, really good to see that, and the kids are, they're really excited at the end of this year to do things we haven't been able to do for several years.
That's what I was going to ask, is you can see in the kids, too, I'm sure, that, they're very excited. Because really, when you think about it, something like mostly maybe your kindergartners and first grade, I don't know about second grade, but this would be like the first year they've had that they didn't have to wear a mask since they've been in school, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and we're not had things, I mean, so 2 years ago, when we ended in March, no field trips were planned but canceled. So some of these younger kids have never sat on a bus. They're just excited. And
well, very good. And you guys are wrapping up testing this week, you said.
So, yeah, we have fifth grades taking the last math RISE test this week. Everything else is pretty much done. And we have a few kids, that have been absent or whatever to do our reading test, but yeah, we should be pretty much done by tomorrow and be able to know what that looks like.
And then the fun starts.
And then the fun...
Actually, you said the fun has already kind of started for some.
It's starting with certain grades. Kindergarten goes on their field trip today, and when I get back, I'm sure there'll be buses sitting there ready to go. And, and second grade's gone, and we have, just day by day, it seems like somebody's missing every day if they're at a field trip or the park or... I mean, they're often doing things.
And that's a signal for the end of the school year.
It is.
When you've got whole classes missing.
And you can feel it in the air, though. I mean, like, they're excited, but also, I mean, they're a little rambunctious, and I think the teachers are a little tired, and we're definitely winding down.
It's getting close. And then, of course, do you still have, like, a school-wide field day and those kinds of things that are coming up?
Yeah, we'll have field day at the end, and our talent show's coming up, and things like that the last week, and fifth grade graduation, along with their graduation, and it's just wild.
It is, and we were talking before we came on the air, and as you were saying, you looked at your calendar, and it was the 10th, and then all of a sudden, you're like, it was just the 1st of May a minute ago. It just flies by. It really has this year for some reason.
I think the normal is, creating that. When the chaos was here, it seemed like everything dragged, but now... Things seem to be normal, and it seems to be flowing along again.
Getting
and that's
a little
good.
Bit more fluid. And then we wanted to kind of wrap up talking about last year, with some of the money that came from COVID, they were able to offer a summer school program. It was completely voluntary, and they kind of offered it through different schools throughout the district. And you were saying that it was such a great, addition and such a positive for Creekview last season.
It's been very good to be able to offer that to students. We noticed that not all students came in and grew in a 6-week period, but what it really did is it at least kept them where they were. So when they came back, we could keep making progress instead of that summer slide that often happens. But I mean, we saw kids, I mean, some of them did grow. I mean, it's smaller groups of kids, there's not that many students there, and we have a lot of people, a lot of aides and teachers that volunteer to help at our school, so we are, I mean, it's almost a 1-to-5 ratio kind of, I mean, so they're really getting good help, and it's really shown some very good things this school year with some of those students.
And it worked so well last summer that you're going to do it again this summer.
Yep, so parents should have received a message Monday night from the district that they can use to sign up, but we're also sending it out, especially inviting kids that we think would really benefit from the experience and really making sure they know And we know the registrations are already coming in just since Monday, and so we're excited about that again.
And so when will that start? When will summer programs start?
It's like June 17th through the like end of July. It runs for 7 weeks. It just runs Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I mean, so that way families can still kind of have a long weekend every time if they want, and it just goes for like 9 to 12 each day, and you know, includes free lunch that, you know, happens at the schools and all those things for those students.
And you know, the great thing about it is the fact that it does exactly what you said. It kind of halts that summer slide a little bit, because you see it every now and then that, you know, and they've got to start over again almost, it seems like. But this last couple of summers, hopefully this summer as well, will kind of propel that and kind of halt that summer slide too a little bit further, because it's great to just keep them learning all through the summer.
I mean, we're working so hard on reading, so to have them come back and it looks like they went back a level or something is really discouraging sometimes. So, but we notice with these students, that's not happening. They're at least coming back where they are. I mean, because we're starting to see some amazing things with our reading. I mean, I didn't even tell you while we were talking about testing, 85% of our fifth grade is going to go to middle school on level. And we think it's just a testament of year after year of doing this. And we think this is part of it, that they're going to not fall backwards and have to gain again. They're going to keep gaining. And that's really exciting.
And that's terrific. That is a great number, because, you know, it's one of those things that if you can read, it helps with everything else. It really does.
So we're really excited about what we're seeing. So,
all right. Well, Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary, thank you so much for coming in. And next time we talk, it'll be a brand new school year.
It will be.
Thank you so much once again, and good luck this summer and with everything that goes on over there at Creekview.
Well, thank you. Thanks for all you do to support the schools.
No problem whatsoever. That's why we're here. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.